Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas keeps you informed about all the products and people in the food industry. Friends, fun, music, news, and of course, food. Now pull yourselves up to the kitchen table with our hosts, Frank Price and Kerry Ingalls.
And welcome again to another Brilliant Ideas Radio. I'm Frank, and I think I have Kerry. Kerry, you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Kerry's having fun over in the Seattle area. She's having internet problems, phone problems. So, Kerry, you may come and go, but you know where we are for the next 2 hours.
I'll come and go. You'll always be there.
Yes, I'll always be here for you. Okay, so welcome to the show. Tonight or today, whatever, I'm recording this at nighttime, so forgive me. Tonight, I have a guest that was on my podcast. Oh, wow, it had to be, I don't know how many years ago. And they're probably, I would say, my favorite band. Back then, whenever that was, several years ago, they were called Dixie Still, and now they have come back to life as Dixie Revival. I'm going to press the buttons here, and hopefully we've got Matt, Holly, and Stefan. You guys there?
We're here.
Yeah, man. Matt's here. Still waiting on Holly to walk in, but we're live.
Stefan, you're there, right?
I'm here.
All right. Welcome to the show. I'm actually really excited about having you guys back on. It's been, God, how long has it been, Matt? It's got to be at least, what, 5 or 6 years?
Man, it's been at least that. I think you guys caught up with us either right before or right after we went to CMA Fest in 2016, I believe it was.
Wow.
So it's been a while.
It's been a while. You guys have gone through a lot of change. By the way, say hello, guys, to Kerry, my co-host.
How are
you? Well, hello there. How are you? I am really looking forward to hearing some of your music today.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
and
so,
by the way,
Matt,
we really appreciate the compliment. At the beginning, saying, you know, we're your favorite band, man. I really appreciate that. Wow.
Well, thank you. I mean, I actually mean that. I've always been a fan of your music, and back when you were Dixie Still, and I've heard some of your new stuff as Dixie Revival, and it's just great stuff, and I'm really excited about everybody getting to hear some of your new things. But before we go to the music, I guess we got some feedback coming from somebody's phone. Is somebody on speaker? Sounds like horses.
I'm not.
Sounds like horses in the background. Anyway, before we go to the music, Matt, when we were actually back 5 or 6 years ago, you were known as Dixie Still. And I've always wanted to ask you this question, and I'm going to tonight. So was Dixie Still, was it the kind of like alcohol still? Is that what that name meant?
Oh, it was actually S-T-I-L-L. That's all of it. You know me, man. We've talked on a personal level, and we've talked on a professional level, and I'm just going to talk on a personal level with you, and hopefully hopefully your listeners will appreciate the honesty. Hopefully you won't get too much negative feedback. We came up with that name because that was right at the beginning of all this political correctness. You're wrong if you're from the South. You know, you're this and that if you're from the South, if you believe a certain way. And let me go ahead and throw this out there, Grill. I'm speaking for all of us when I say this very heartfelt. We are in no way, shape, form, or fashion, you know, some of the historical ties to people of the South, let's just say it that way, we don't believe that way, and we are completely against those viewpoints, if you can catch what I'm saying. But
it was
at the start of all this, you know, you kind of have to be ashamed if you're, you know, from a certain southern state or certain, you know, below a certain line and that kind of thing. And you know what? The thing with us was you can't dictate where you're from, neither should you apologize for it. So
Amen.
even though we were trying to make strides, you know, to present a message for all people, anybody that would give it a listen, it was still part of Dixie. We were still part of the South. We were still, you know, proud of where we were from and proud of the heritage and proud of the things that make us who we are. So it was still Dixie, so hence the name Dixie Steel. That was a long way around it to get to it, but no, in essence, to your question, it had nothing to do with the moonshine steel.
All right, well, I was wondering if it had anything to do with moonshine, but now you've answered my question. And, hey, by the way, Stefan, I never got a chance to meet you. I met Holly and Matt way back. I actually went to the studio and did some work there at the studio, but welcome to the show. And you were always that third wheel that I didn't really know a whole lot about.
Yeah, you know, that's how it goes.
That's how it goes?
I'm sorry that we never got to meet, but, you know, I joke with them, you know, they can't really get rid of me, you know. We have a long story, so I won't get into all that, but we've kind of sort of went our separate ways, you know, a couple different times, and I've done a solo thing, you know, and they've had a member or two change here and there, but we always seem to find our way back together here, so it just always seems like it always fits with the three of us. So hopefully soon we'll get to meet.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. And the harmony, when people hear your music, they'll see how the three of you harmonize perfectly together. And that's what I've always liked about the music. So what I'm going to do, guys, is I'm going to play, if you don't mind, I'm going to play a couple of your old songs. When I say old songs, the Dixie Steel songs. And then we'll talk a little bit about your Dixie revival, which you've gone gospel on me, but it's good stuff. So I mean, for the listeners, we're not going to go all Jesus on you, but it's actually really good stuff. Would you call yourself, Matt, country rock? Is that what you would call it?
The old stuff or the older stuff?
The new. I think he's talking about the new. The newer stuff.
Oh, the new stuff. That is actually what we're calling positive message country. So you said it right. It's not really, you know, Jesus, God, Bible, cross, you know, slamming religion in your throat. It's just kind of giving you the idea that, hey, we can still sing and have fun and do what we love to do, but, you know, we have just a kind of a positive message, an uplifting message, and an inspirational message to offer.
Well, I have to say I was listening to the new stuff today, and I really enjoy it. As a matter of fact, I was having a hard time choosing which songs to use for the show. So what we're going to do, I'm going to play, since we're playing to a Memphis, Tennessee audience, you had a song as Dixie Still called I Fell for Memphis. So I think that's appropriate for us to play that song first, and then we'll come back and chat some more and discuss. There's a couple more. I've got some other favorite songs of your old stuff, and we'll go to the new stuff. And by the way, I'm planning on keeping you guys on as long as you would like to and play a lot of your music. In fact, we might make this a whole Dixie revival album series on this show. But everybody hang tight. This is Dixie Still. When they used to be Dixie Still, I Fell for Memphis.
My heart was pounding just like a backbeat. I was barely 18, I barely knew her. I was putting my head in that muddy water.
Dixie Still, I Fell for Memphis, and that's an appropriate song for the Memphis audience. That's a great song, guys. I have to, since it's a food show, we're going to get the food stuff out of the way first. All right, so Stephanie, tell me what your favorite food is.
My favorite food? Mexican, no doubt.
Mexican?
Yeah.
How about
good Mexican
how about
restaurant?
You?
I'm in heaven. Yeah.
How about you, Matt?
Well, I would honestly say that my favorite food, being growing up in the eastern part of North Carolina, would have to be, I'm going with barbecue, man. I have to go with barbecue.
Sir. I was hoping you would say that because that's my favorite, too. And, of course, bacon. I like bacon on anything. Is Holly joining us yet?
Yeah, we have Holly now. So.
Hey, Holly.
Well, if I'm being honest, my favorite food is macaroni and cheese. But that was kind of stuck with me through life.
Well, there you go.
But I do make a homemade mac and cheese that my kids say is world famous. So.
Well, there you go. You know what? Everybody has a famous mac and cheese recipe. If you don't, you're not American.
You're not Southern if you don't.
So, guys, that was the song I Fell for Memphis. Is there any background story to that song? What did you write that, or did somebody else write that?
Well, No, actually, we found that song in just a conglomerate of music that was sent to us to go through and find stuff that we kind of related to and all that. And, you know, it's just kind of a clever way of saying it. I mean, everybody has that one person that they met that they can't get out of their head and, you know, that just happened to be in Memphis in the song. So.
Well, I got,
but yeah,
I got a
yeah,
whole
we
bunch
liked
of
the melody and it was catchy, and Stefan can sing the mess out of it. So we
I
did
was
it.
Say, I got a whole bunch of cities I could add to that if those people
I
can't
know,
get out
right?
of my home. All right, so I'm gonna continue playing your music throughout this broadcast, and the next one, which was one of my favorites from back in the I'll call it the olden days of Dixieville. You had a song,
golden.
Yeah, the oldie goldie days. You had a song called Dark Horse, and I've always related to that song because everybody, you know, knows Dark Horse, and the Dark Horse is hopefully is the winner. The guy comes from behind, and he don't expect
mm-hmm.
to win. So I've always liked this song. So everybody, hang tight. We're going to play a little maybe two more songs of the old Dixie still, and then we're going to go into the new gospel Dixie revival. So here we go. This is Dixie Still, Dark Horse.
Yeah.
worse than a world gone crazy. Man, can we use some of those right now? We got a world gone crazy. Man, talk about crazy. Anyway, I've always liked that song. It's probably been one of my favorites of what you guys have done in the past. And why don't you give me kind of some background, or give the listeners a background of where you guys come from, where it all started, and where you're headed.
Stephen, go ahead, bro.
Well, I am from a little town called Mount Airy, North Carolina.
Mount Airy. Good.
Yeah. They call me Mayberry. yeah, that's the hometown of Andy Griffith. That's anybody ever asked me where I'm from, I can say Andy Griffith, and instantly nobody cares about me anymore. So, but yeah, I grew up in Mount Airy, small town, but grew up listening to, you know, mostly gospel. Grew up in the church. Love country music, all kinds of music really, but mostly country and gospel. Got a lot of influences out of that, and I met Holly first when I was probably 19, I want to say.
Thanks.
And we sang in a trio called Three for One. If you want to go back that far, Holly, I don't know if Holly wants to go back that far, but we sang together in a trio and several trios since, and met Matt, and our relationships grew, and it's amazing how much like a family we are, no matter how distant we may be, or you know, how far apart we get, or which way we go. Like I said, I did a solo thing a couple years ago, but we always, you know, come back together, it seems like, and it's just like we picked up right where we left off. So that's my take on it. But yeah, love singing with these guys, and they're super talented people.
Well, Matt and Holly, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, basically, Grill, I mean, I have a standard CMT story. That's what I like to call it. My dad was a pastor of a small church in eastern North Carolina, in a little town called Plymouth. Probably, Stephen, about as big as Mount Airy, maybe a little bigger. We have two stoplights, not just one.
Yeah.
But it was about an hour and a half or so from the Outer Banks, the Nag's Head area there in North Carolina. And then all of his folks and my mom's folks are actually from what I call the central kind of area of North Carolina, in a little town called Stanley. We're just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. Maybe for some of your other listeners, that's the next big city that's closest to us. That's kind of how you can relate our little map dot, is we're only about 30 minutes from Charlotte. But, you know, kind of grew up like Stephen, small town, always in the church. I had a drug problem as a kid. A lot of people don't realize that. Anytime the doors were open at a church or a church function, my dad drugged me to singings, and he drugged me to church services, and he drugged me to, you know, revivals. And so, you know, I had quite the drug problem. But anyway, grew up singing in church and, you know, come out of church and decided at about, you know, 19 years old, 20 years old, I was thinking, I remember walking out of church one day, played in church, and remember walking out of church with the guitar case and thinking, there's something more than playing in church. And that's kind of a weird take on it. So then I started a band, and me and a couple buddies, of course, and I called us Weekend Warriors, man. We did the thing. We burned up the East Coast every Friday and Saturday night. We were going somewhere, sometimes on Sunday afternoons. It just depended on, you know, what the dates were. And I remember packing up I remember packing up out of a bar one night, and there I was carrying that same guitar case, that same guitar in it that I'd played in church, going, man, there's something more than playing in bars. So at about somewhere around that time and that thought process, Holly and Stephen were singing together. They had a group called Route 66. And not R-O-U-T-E, but R-O-O-T, Route 66, like something's rooted. And come to find out, right, it's because there are actually 66 books in the Bible. So I thought that was pretty cool. And they said, hey, Matt, you know, we're looking to add a third part of this thing. Come audition for us. And I was thinking, man, this is not my kind of music. This is not what I do. But, hey, I'll give it a shot. So came to the studio, auditioned. We talked. They liked it. And we formed Dixie Steel at that time. So then as the years kind of went by and we found ourselves doing kind of the same old thing, I thought, man, there is something more to this music thing. So what we've come up with is we've come up with the idea that, no, we're not against country music. I love it. We still play country music. We still go do our thing with that. But I think the idea behind it is that there is something more. And a lot of people see the guitars and they see the drums and they see the lights and sometimes the smoke and the crowds and all the stuff. And it, and as much as that's fun and as much of a quote-unquote high as that kind of puts you on, there's something more. But we wanted to present the something more in a non-traditional, non-religious kind of way. Because without getting, you know, too crazy gospel-wise on your show, you know, we're believers, and, you know, for that means different things to different people, and we wanted to present it in a way that churches just don't like it being presented. You know, a lot of people try to add a bunch of, you know, thou shalls and thou shalt nots, and that's not at all what it's about. And, you know, we just think there's a better way and there's something more to it, and so that's why we formed Dixie Revival and kind of reviving the old thing that was Dixie Steel. And so now we're just out pushing a positive message and are willing to talk if people want to talk. But if not, we hope somebody picks something positive up from our message and applies it to their life, and maybe it helps them. So there you have it.
You know what? You know what? That is a perfect intro to the next song I've chosen, which is under the Dixie Revival name, which is Good Time. And that kind of fits right into the story you just did. I mean, it's exactly what you just said. So I'm going to play Good Time, and then Holly, we're not letting you off the hook. When we get back from the song, then I want to hear your take, because we all know you fell in love with Matt. So we got to find out. I'm going to hear that, I'm sure. All right, so I'm gonna play Good Time, which is perfect. Matt, you just made a perfect intro, and then we'll come back and talk some more. Hang on one second.
A good time.
I get an amen? Amen.
That's it.
That's one of my favorite, probably my favorite songs on your new music that it's funny that you kind of like worked that right into my playing. And so thank you, Matt. Okay, Holly. So Now we haven't heard much from you. So then basically Cupid came along. You fell in love with Matt. You can tell the rest of the story.
Okay, well, I'll kind of do like they did. I'll give you the backstory. So when I was real young, I started singing in churches, the same as Stephanie Matt. And as I got older, I fell in love with harmony. And I actually sang in the group Stephanie was telling you about.
I still don't know who that guy is. I ain't found out yet.
My co-worker harmony. But anyway, so we formed a trio, and we started singing all across the country, and kind of did it professionally for a lot of years, and ended up singing in a little town called Plymouth one time, and that's the first time I met Matt, and I could tell then that he was exactly my type, so I hid from him all night that night, and so then later on, much later, you know, I had got a phone call about this local band wanting to make an album in the studio that I was now working in as a producer and everything. And so I was like, yeah, well, let's set up a meeting or whatever. And so I was sitting there getting ready, you know, for the group to come in. And he walked in, and I immediately was like, oh, God, it's that good-looking guy from Plymouth. Anyway, you know, I tried to act like for a while that there wasn't nothing there, but obviously there was. And so we were both kind of going through a similar situation and kind of became real good friends through that period in our life. And then just ended up connecting and falling in love. And, you know, we didn't have to worry about either one of us being jealous of the music thing that a lot of people get into, because, you know, there was no explaining that. We both understood that love and loved each other, and now we get to do it together, and it's awesome.
But fantastic. And Stephan, do you understand why I call you the third wheel back earlier? So you've got these two lovebirds. You're what, like the what?
I'm like the musical child had. I witnessed every bit of this happen. I could tell you stories, man. I won't.
Off the air.
But,
with this phone call.
Yeah.
No.
Another time.
I think you should tell the story.
There were so many nights in Nashville. Yeah, we'll talk. All right.
So Holly, I gotta tell you, there's a song I'm gonna play next. The name of the song is "Borrow Mine," and
yeah.
Girl, you knock it out of the damn park on this one. This is like, wow is all I can say. And it's okay for me to say damn park because I know you're gospel now, but wow.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, we chose that song. You know, it's very timely right now with all that's going on in the world. There's a lot of people who have lost their faith and lost their hope in a lot of things. And so I think it's a very appropriate song for the time that we're living in. And, I mean, we mean that. We care about all our fans and all the people that we sing to. And you know, we want to do what we can to share our story and give them encouragement and just keep cheering them on. So that's a good one.
Well, I agree. I like this song. And like I said, you knock it out of the park. So, everybody, hang tight. This is Dixie Revival. The song is called "Borrow Mine."
With me, while cause it seems your smile has left you, and don't give in. When you fall apart and your broken heart has failed you, I'll set a light up on a hilltop to show you my love for this world to see. You can borrow mine when your hope is gone. Borrow mine when you can't go on. Cause the world will not defeat you when we're side by side. When your faith is hard to find, you can borrow mine. You can see is the raging sea all around us, and don't give up, cause I'm not letting go, and the God we know will not fail us.
You are exactly right, Holly. That's the kind of encouragement people need right now, is if they don't have faith. And people have gone through a lot of, I'll say, crap for the last year and a half to 2 years. Mm-hmm. So that has a great message.
Yes, you're right about that.
So moving along here, I'm looking at some of your music here, and it kind of goes along back with what Matt and Stefan said, you got to walk the walk and talk the talk. And the next song I like of your new stuff is called The Walk. Is there some background information about that song you want to share?
Well, yeah, we definitely believe in every song on the record. It spoke to us in some way, and if there's one song that I think spoke to me the most, it was this one, because there's so many fake people out there as it is, and it's so hard to find real people who mean what they say and do what they say they're going to do. So we want to, you know, if we say we are who we say we are, we want to walk that walk, talk the talk, as the saying goes, and live that life that we're talking about. Nobody likes a hypocrite. So that's just kind of what this song talks about. But it has a positive message in doing so. So
yeah,
it's one of my favorite songs on the record.
I would say it's one of my favorites too. And I have learned over the years that people want you to be true and say what's on your mind, but then a lot of times when you tell them, they don't really want to know it. So it's sometimes tough to walk the walk and talk the talk, because you're going to offend somebody, or you're not going to what's the old saying? You're not going to make everybody happy all the time. You got to believe in yourself. And I think this song is appropriate for that. And I'm going to go ahead and play The Walk by Dixie Revival, and we're going to come back and chat some more. By the way, I just want to add, too, that I'm not being a radio hog, and my host, she's having computer issues. So I'm not being a radio hog. She had to cut out because her system's not working. So Carrie will maybe be joining us later, but hang tight, everybody. The song is called The Walk. I think it's something that everybody needs to pay attention to. So hang on. Here we go.
I got a grandpa, Russ. He gave 30 years to the lumberyard. Loving his family and working so hard. I got a face like a solid rock. I'm just doing the walk. I got a friend named Larry. He sends me letters from a foreign land. And he moved there with his kids and his pretty wife Mary. To answer the holy call, I'm just doing the walk. You can't love me. Singing my song.
Yeah.
Love that song. Great, great song. So, okay, now, I don't know who wants to be the promotional advertising agency for Dixie Revival, but now is the time to talk about, if people like your music, where do they go to find your music, buy your music? And it's all yours to promote yourself now.
The simple answer, Grill, is everywhere. And you can literally find it everywhere. Anywhere you stream your favorite music, you can go to, we're on Apple Music. You can find it on YouTube. We're on Spotify. You can find us on Amazon. You can find us.
The new one, Deezer.
I think the new one is Deezer, D-E-E-Z-E-R or something like that. That's some kind of new downloading app. But the simplest and easiest way, if you would like to do that, you can find hats, shirts, autograph photographs, you know, the 8x10s. You can find some bracelets and necklaces, things of that nature. But more importantly, you can find hard copies of the record if you're still into that. You can find that at DixieRevivalMusic.com, DixieRevivalMusic.com. And there's also some links there for where we're going to be and – you know, ticket prices and things like that. So you can just find it all and all your favorite links anywhere you download your music, and you can find it on the website is probably the easiest place.
Or if there's somebody listening there in Memphis that wants Dixie Revival to make a little trip to Memphis, you know, like there's contact information on the
website.
Yes, sir.
I have a feeling we have people who are listening who may take you up on that. So I guess the question is, from there, you said you're going to be at different locations. So what do you got planned for the next, maybe 2 or 3 or 4 weeks? Or are you actually doing gigs different places?
Well, we're kind of in between projects right now. The project I sent you is actually one we did kind of when all this COVID mess started.
Okay.
It's just now kind of getting there. Even though we did it back in into 2019. So the music is kind of just now getting released and getting out there, which is awesome. But we've been writing, we've got new music happening. So in the end of October, we've got our annual fundraising event where we're going to be, people can come to a dinner and we actually showcase some of this new music that's coming. And that will actually help us fund a lot of the things we're going to do for next year. And we always do a big concert actually out on the farm here in Gaston County. And we partner with some really good friends of ours that do positive message country as well. The name of that group is Carolina. So we do a big concert called the Carolina Revival. And it's literally just out on the farm. So it's awesome. That's coming up the end of October too. And then we actually hit the studio. So the end of the year, we're going to be working. So we're putting together stuff for next year. So, absolutely. If there's some people out that way that would like Dixie Revival to come out and present a positive message in the community, we would absolutely be all about it.
Well, Holly, you know when you come out with the new stuff at the end of the year, you know where you got to come, right?
Yes. I know exactly who I'm going to send it to.
No, I truly do love your music, and I hope that the listeners do too. It's just it's upbeat. It's a little bit of gospel, but you know, it's the uplifting thing that Stefan mentioned earlier, or I think maybe Matt did, that you want to give a positive message, and I'm just really impressed with what you guys are doing. And the next song I want to play, you know, I have to admit, it took me a minute to think through this song, and I thought, what the heck did they just say? But because I, you know, I'm slow anyway. But the next song I want to play between the dates, and I have to admit, it took me probably 10 or 15 minutes to figure out, like, what are they talking about? But then I thought, I know the tombstone and the dash between the dates, and that's all that matters. So is there some background on that?
You want to hear some good news about that song that we just found out about? So that song is number 77 on the official positive message country charts for the month of September. Isn't that cool?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. It debuted at number 78, and we just got word that it moved up a spot, and that is the top 100. That is out of the top 100. You know, a lot of people go, oh, well, 77, that's a little bit low. But when you think about coming in over the bar, you know, by 23 slots, you know, in a national positive message country chart for your first official radio release, that's actually pretty impressive. And the Wild Agency out of Alabama helped us do that. And man, we're just excited about it. It's really cool. It seems to be climbing, you know. Every report we get, it seems to be climbing. People seem to really enjoy it. And Stefan does a great job on the song, and it's actually our radio single. So,
all right, let me ask a question.
Really cool.
I'm fairly new to this whole AM radio deal, and I'm trying to play some of your music tonight. So how do you get to number 77? Is it based on number of times played, or how do you get there?
Yeah, it's based on rotation. So, you know, our promotion agency that we work with, you know, he calls and asks each station that is a part of the network that puts this chart together, you know, if the song's in light, medium, or heavy rotation. And then I think what they do, now I don't work in the office, so I don't know for sure, but I think kind of what they do is they all kind of have their top 20 or 30 that they put together, and then they send that in, and then the agency calculates everything and comes up with the monthly chart. So that's how it got.
By the way, Holly, tell that agency to call me, because I think probably this show could boost you up to like at least 65.
Oh yeah, well I'll have them call you tomorrow.
Yes, definitely. All right, I'm gonna play Dash Between the Dates, and for those folks who have no idea what I'm talking about, when you hear the song, you will get it. But, I mean, obviously, our lives are all about the dash between the dates. My date was 1960-whatever, but the dash is so important. So everybody hang tight. This is Dixie Revival, Dash Between the Dates.
Always know. that you're born. It's not the day that you die. It's what's in between. Yes, that little short line. Years go by and all that counts in this race. Now we live in the dash between the days. How we live in the dash between the days. That
song is so true. That dash between the dates that is so important. People need to really think about that, because from the time you're born to the time you die, it's all in that little dash in between those dates. So thank you for that song. We have to take a break. And Stefan, I had to ask you a question first, because I know you might be limited on time. Are you available to stay on, or did you need to go?
I actually I do have a rehearsal that I've got to get to, okay. But I'm definitely free for another question.
Okay, here's the question. So you planning on staying on with Dixie Revival and not going on another solo career? Because I think you guys should stay together.
No more solo careers.
Amen.
The first one didn't turn out too well, and COVID had other plans for my solo career, so just about as soon as I released my solo record, COVID hit in March, and I think I released. When was it, Matt, that we released it? Was it in April, maybe? And
it was either early April or into March. I remember we did that live Facebook thing where you and I sat down and talked about the record, and it was snowing. So I want to say it was in like March. I want to say it was definitely before springtime, but. I'll tell you this, Grill. One thing we have started doing, and by the way, at DixieRevivalMusic.com, you can also find there's a what they call a hyperlink to Stefan Robertson Music. You can also click that link, and you guys can purchase his solo project. I do have to say that we really put the time and really turned the wrenches, so to speak, on that record, and it's really, really, really good. So if you are interested in Stefan's solo music. You can go to that link that's embedded in the website, and it'll take you right to his website, right to his store where you can purchase that. But I did want to also let the listeners know that if they like that music that's on his solo project, we are actually incorporating some of his music from his solo project into our live show. It just mixes it up a little bit. It's a little different style, Still all the same message, and he did a great job on that project. So if you want to check his music out, you can go to DixieRevivalMusic.com, click on the hyperlink there for Stefan Robertson Music, and it'll take you right to his store. So,
cool. And by the way, Stefan, you don't know me, but 90% of what I say, don't take it to heart. It's usually a bunch of craziness anyway, but when I said don't go do a solo career anymore, but I do like what you guys have done together, and everybody should check out the website to find out. And you say when you do these live events, you're actually sort of mixing it up with some of Stefan's
got about I think three of the songs that were kind of everybody's kind of top pick off that record, and we actually add that into the set that we do. And of course we started carrying physical copies of that record on our product table as well. So, if you happen to come to a show and you still like that, you know, that kind of thing where you have to have a hard copy of a project, then by all means, we carry all three of our records, including Stefan's. So,
cool.
So, yeah, it's really cool.
I got a hard break coming here, but Holly and Matt, can you stick around?
Sure, man. We'll stick around as long as you'll have us on there.
I'll have you on for another hour if you want to. Stefan, thank you. It was a pleasure meeting you, and let's touch base and meet someday.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's meet in person.
Yes, definitely.
This is the second time I've talked to you, and you sound like a really nice guy.
No, I'm not sure about that, but okay, I'll go with it. All right, so we're gonna take a break, and we'll be back with Matt and Holly. We're gonna play some more of their music, and don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more of Brilliant Ideas Radio with Frank and Karen. And now, back to Brilliant Ideas Radio with Frank and Carrie.
Yep, we're back, and actually it should say the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show. We're back with Frank and Matt and Holly because Carrie's gone. I don't know where she went, but I guess she's still having internet connection problems. By the way, guys, I know I say this like this is my favorite song, this is my favorite song, this is my favorite song, but that last song I just played, that is my favorite song that you guys ever did. It probably didn't get a whole lot of play time, but it was, I just thought that was so cool how you did that with the thunderstorm and all that. So that was the old Dixie still. I'm weird. I picked songs that probably most people don't pick, but that's always been one of my favorites of your old album.
Are you sure?
CD. What is your favorite? Do what? Am I sure? No, I'm not really sure.
Are you sure that's your favorite?
I have several. That's the problem. I have to admit, I play your old CD probably, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 times a month when I'm riding down the road, and yeah. I guess I'm one of those, like, what do they call those, groupies? I'm like a Dixie Still / Dixie Revival groupie.
Well, hey, you're a good one to have in the corner, man. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I guess. It's kind of scary, actually. All right, so I know you guys have your studio. And is it called Sun Sound Music? Is that correct?
Yes.
So you want to tell a little bit about that, Holly, about what you guys do? I know you do your own recording and you do your own music, but you also are recording music for other people, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Back when I was singing as a child, I was in a talent show. At the advice of the lady I was taking music from at that time. And anyway, long story short, we ended up winning the little talent show, and the prize was to record at Sun Sound Studios. And at the time, it was a little storefront building off of a little side street here in the town that we live. And we went over there, and we just kind of fell in love with the people that owned the studio, and my family and their families became really close, to the point of, you know, eventually my grandfather and this other man became business partners. So over the years, this was back in the 80s, over the years, we continued to record all different kinds of music, and, you know, all different kinds of artists came in, and so eventually the other man wanted to step down and kind of do some other stuff, wanted to get out of the recording business. And so it became a family business at that time. And Matt and I are the third generation to run the studio. And we're still mm-hmm. doing that. We're still helping people. We've been in music most of our lives. And so we help other artists kind of find themselves sometimes, or, you know, talk to them about, you know, what their goals are and help them get there. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for the music person. You know, they can record and get their albums done here and get advice from us and just basically anything. So yeah, that's a big part of what we do too. We like helping other artists pave their paths and their careers too.
Now, are you doing just gospel groups, or are you doing anybody and everybody who wants to?
No, we record anything. You never know from week to week. One week I might be having hip hop, you know, and then the next week it's country or southern gospel, you know, really, really gospel stuff. So yeah, it's a studio open to anybody, any type of music. here in little old Bessemer City, yep. Our little motto is little towns can do it too.
Yes, well, I mean, and you do these songs that I'm playing right now. Did you do those in your studio, I'm assuming?
Yes, most of them. You know, some of the musicians are Nashville musicians, and you know, we have to send stuff that way. But all of our part, all the vocals, all of the main important things get done right here in the studio in Bessemer City, North Carolina.
Now, if people want to contact you there, how do they get in contact? If they have some music that they would like to record, how do they contact you there?
Yeah, we have a website. It's Sun Sound Music, and that's actually spelled S-O-N, Sun Sound Music. The website is Sun Sound Studios, S-O-N, Sound Studios.com. We're on Facebook. You know, the phone number is 704-868-4807, and you'll get me or Matthew.
All right. So you guys are producers. You're everything. You're like very talented people. Okay. So now normally what I do on the second half of the show the whole show is about food, and we do food news, mm-hmm. but I don't feel like doing food news tonight, so what I'm going to do is we're going to play some more of your music. Like I said, we're going to make this a Dixie Revival album deal all night long. I have to ask you, okay, of all the music that I've played, is there a song that you would like me to play?
There one you haven't played? There's a really good one that Matt sings that I like called The Extra Mile.
That's one of my favorites. You know, I've always wanted to do this as a DJ. This is a request from Holly to Matt to The Extra Mile. Let me find it here on my. Okay, here we go. So this is Matt's favorite song. Matt, you're the lead singer on this, right?
Yeah, I actually was fortunate enough to take the lead on this song, and just a little bit of a story behind it. This is one of those songs where, you know, like you said about Dash Between the Dates, a lot of people may go, what in the world are you talking about, The Extra Mile? And essentially, it you know, you always hear everybody, you know, give 110%, go the extra mile, you know, be this, be that. And that was kind of formatted from if you could put – a being on what the extra mile is. So it was actually written from the quote unquote extra miles point of view. That might help it make a little more sense, you know, because a lot of people hear it and they're like, that's a really cool song, but what's it mean? Which honestly is something you really want to stay away from as an artist. You know, you want the music to try to explain itself. You know, you don't really want to have to go back and tell everybody.
Right.
But it was
It's like a joke. If you have to explain a joke, it's not worth telling.
Yeah. You hit that nail on the head. You know, so when we heard it, I was like, man, that is just a really cool spin on, you know, people always talking about be the extra, go the extra, do the extra. And in again, relating it back to COVID, we never imagined that some of the songs we picked would kind of be fitting for the times that we're living in, you know, now as a society. But with everything that people's experienced, you never know, you know, it's very true. You just never know how much, you know, a phone call or a text or, you know, a smile or a hug or a fist bump or whatever it is we're allowed to do these days, elbow bump or whatever it is, you never really know exactly what kind of effect, you know, that may genuinely have on somebody because, you know, you don't know what they're going through. Their story is totally different than yours, and that's what makes everything so unique. So, in essence, there's a little backstory about why we chose The Extra Mile.
I love it. All right, everybody, this is The Extra Mile by Dixie Revival. We'll be right back.
Thank you. much I'm worth, but you get past the rocks and dirt. Come on, walk with me. I'm the extra mile. When you do, you're gonna fall and wonder why you walked it all. Tired and weary, and you wanna stop, 'cause every hill takes all you got. Come on, walk with me.
Go the extra mile. I think I'm probably the extra 10 miles or 15 or 20 miles.
I think we all feel like that from time to time.
By the way, I said a minute ago that I was like a groupie. I hope that didn't like scare you, but I do enjoy your music, and I have a question. So did you guys like ever, and this is going to be a crazy question, but did you ever get like any, I don't know what the word, respect in the industry? I mean, because I've always thought you should be like top, you know, at least top 10. So I know it's a tough business, but what the heck happened?
I'll be as frank as I can be, Frank.
Okay.
I'll be as honest as I can be. What we found, unfortunately, there is a lot, and I'm not just talking about us. There are many, many, many super talented individuals. And what we have found is that it all comes down to who's got the green to put behind you. I mean, it really does.
Okay.
And a key thing is radio. Which is, with everything being, you know, what they call syndicated now, especially a lot of the larger market stations, FM stations, you know, if you can't get a program director to pick your music up, then essentially in that industry, in that large of a market, you're just like a tadpole swimming with sharks, man. I mean, it's just super hard to try to get anybody to give you any kind of clout, any kind of recognition. And, you know, and that's not to take away from the guys that are doing it, you know, on a big time level. Those guys, you know, have forged their way. They've earned it. A lot of them were discovered doing exactly what we used to do, you know, burning the road up every weekend. But that's just kind of what we found. But the flip side of that, that was really interesting to me, is we were able to do, for 2 years in a row, back to back, we were able to do a thing called Summer Country Jam in Rochelle, Illinois. And that's it's either an hour north or south of Chicago. I don't remember how it fell. I know it was 15 and a half hours one way from our studio driveway. So when we would drive up, we actually had a song hit FM radio up there. And it did really well. As a matter of fact, it was I Fell from Memphis that hit and that was doing really well. And so they had us come up, and we opened for a guy named Joe Diffie. You know who Joe Diffie is? God rest his soul.
I think we've heard of Joe Diffie, yeah.
Yeah, so Joe Diffie. And then the second year we opened for a guy named Chris Lane, Carolina boy. We actually opened for Chris a couple times. But what we found is the further you get away from home, the further and the more that you're played on radio, it seems like the more I wouldn't say respect, but the more people maybe give you the attention that maybe and gosh, this is going to come out wrong, but maybe the attention that you deserve for the hard work and you know for the miles and the blood, sweat, and tears, so to speak.
It's up to the actual radio DJ, whoever, and the program director to decide what we're going to play or we're not going to play. Now, I have the luxury of this show 2 hours every Saturday to do basically whatever I want to do. I mean, I fell into this. So I'm happy about it. I get to showcase people like yourselves because there's so much talent out there that just gets bypassed. And you're right. It ain't what you know. It ain't who you know. It's who knows you. So it's an interesting business, but I've always thought you guys were like fantastic, and I'm learning the business now, and I'm finding out that it takes a lot just to get there, because it all depends upon you need like me and like 100 other me's to start playing your music.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's right.
It's to me, it's an unfair business because there's so much talent that gets bypassed. But you're right; it's money talks. BS walks, but
that's it.
I've always been a big supporter of your guys, and I know here I go with my groupie thing again, but I just was curious let me ask you this. In the gospel sector, is it the same thing? I mean, is it just like the country music folks? Is gospel the same way, where you got to be at the right place at the right time?
Well, I'm probably going to offend a lot of your if you have, and I hope you have, gospel parishioners that you know listen to the kind of music that we do. But I'll be as blunt as I know to be about it. Gospel music is the same way, if not worse, as what we would call secular or mainstream radio. It's more political. It's it's how big of a show can you put on? How many people can you get to interact with you while you're singing? You know, what kind of bus can you roll up in? What does your merchandise table look like? You know, are you $500,000 in debt to try to make this happen, or do you only have $100,000 sunk into it? I mean, there's just a lot. And I'm being a little bit frivolous there with the money thing, but it's almost worse, because then you you're going to put me on a soapbox here. But then you start dealing with church people who 90% of them are fake anyway.
There you go. Okay, you're on my same wavelength. Go ahead.
Yeah. So there you go. I mean, it's how fake can we all be together? Now please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. There are some genuine people that do it for all the right reasons, that live what they preach, you know. But I would have to say, you know, and I, you know, religious people crucified Christ, you know, and I'm not going to get into the Bible and all that stuff,
but
you know, religion has killed a good 95% of what real people are trying to accomplish. Just because it's always a bunch of rules, man. It's always a bunch of legalism. It's always thou shalt and thou shalt not, and do this and don't do that. And you know, I think people forget that, you know, humans are human. And, you know, anyway, we'll talk about that on a different – I don't want to tie
no,
into
I,
your
I,
air.
I appreciate your honesty, because I grew up in the church. I was a Free Will Baptist guy. My parents took me to church, Sunday school, and all that when I was a kid. And I have found over the years that it's not about church. It's about your relationship with God. And you can – church can be in your backyard if you are doing it the right way. And you don't have to be sitting in a sanctuary and dealing with the hypocrites and what have you. But anyway,
yeah.
That is
exactly what we are trying to present. You know.
Well, it's funny because that's exactly the vibe I was getting from your music. I got the vibe that you're trying to say, you know, it's not holier than thou. It's about real life. And matter of fact, this song, okay, well, this is a great segue. The song, your song, Angels.
Yes.
Kind of hits that on the head, because there's angels among us, and we can't worry about man, because there's angels among us. Then I'm going to play your song here called Angels, and we'll come back and chat some more. I didn't mean to get on my soapbox either, but I grew up in the church. I know exactly where you're coming from. So everybody hang tight. This is Dixie Revival, Angels.
About a hard life with a touch and a smile as you hurry on the way.
that was Dixie Revival and Angels. And by the way, yes, believe it or not, I actually went to Sunday school. I know it's hard to believe now, but yes, I did. But anyway, I guess we both should probably get off our soapboxes. But the whole thing is kind of funny because when I was listening to your music, I was like, I think they're trying to send a message a little bit different than most people think, and I get it from my background, and I think you guys are onto something here, and nothing against the quote-unquote religious people, but I can't remember what Jesus said about the Pharisees, but anyway. So, what do you guys got planned for the future? Where are you going to be playing?
Well, you mentioned the future, and what's really cool, Holly and I were talking on the break. We mentioned the new record. Obviously, we're going to start working on towards the end of the year. And if you like the stuff that you've heard on this one, the next record coming up is actually going to be a little bit more prominent with what we are actually, trying to relay as far as in our message. There's a song we're working on called What This Place Is For. I won't give it all away, but it starts out, a guy in a bar, and he's drinking his paycheck away, essentially, and he leaves with a one-night stand, and everybody kind of looks at him. But, the twist in it is, basically, why are you trying to judge me? Isn't that what this place is for? And then the second verse goes into him sliding into the back doors of a church and the preacher yelling last call, essentially giving the invitation there to end the service. And people, him coming and doing what he feels like he needs to do, and people judge him. And, it's kind of the same thing, isn't that what this place is for? And in the bridge, it says, I'll quote the bridge for you. It says, now don't go and judge me because I sin different than you. He paid the cost to save the lost and change the hypocrites too. So,
amen.
There's a lot of stuff on this new record that people, religious, let's go ahead and call it what it is, that quote-unquote religious people are going to find offensive. But, hey, man, at least they're listening, and maybe it'll make some sense to them. So,
well, my grandmother always said, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I think that was the exact quote. I think that's a verse in the Bible. So, yeah, I hear you. All right, let's play some more music before we get in trouble. No, I think we're actually speaking the truth. That's what I like about all this. But the song I've got here is called Ready to Ride. What's the background of the Ready to Ride?
Well, okay. That was the one I picked. It was a fun song. I picked it because, I don't want to get Matt talking too serious, but we've all kind of been through our separate little feats in life in the last few years. And, once we kind of made the commitment to do this thing and do this type of music, we were just ready for it. And we wanted to kind of kick the album off with this song, and we kick a lot of our concerts off with this song. Like you've been saying, hold on, get ready for it. get ready for the ride. We're gonna enjoy it.
That's right. So this is Dixie Revival, Ready for the Ride. Everybody will be back in a couple seconds.
I feel the tires are moving. I can't see the road. I don't know where I'm going, but man, I'm good to go. I feel the winds of freedom dancing on my face, and I can hear the calling of the wide open space. So ride anywhere you take me. No fear, you can be my guide. I'm in no matter where you're going.
take me. No fear, you can be my guide. I'm in, no matter where you're going, right here, ready for the ride.
Dixie Revival, and I think Carrie's actually back. Carrie, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Hey!
Yay! You're actually in time for the altar call. You've missed the whole service. What happened? We lost you there for like an hour and a half. Are you okay?
You know, and I am, and I'm, you know, I'll tell you privately what I did because I'm really too embarrassed to explain that it was my own error and not the internet. So some new things that I purchased to help me be a little bit clearer and listen better. And I just totally, you know, messed it all up. So.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're back. Like I said, it's almost time for the altar call and time for us to end the service.
Well, it's perfect right. Timing.
Yeah, you came in at the nick of time. All right, so Holly and Matt, so you're coming out with your new CD/album, whatever they call them nowadays, and you said it's going to be ready by the end of this year?
We are going to start the recording process by the end of the year. We are hoping for a January, February release. One thing we have learned in doing our own music, we will do all the recording here. We'll do all the vocals here. We'll do all the editing and all the magic stuff that happens with it. But we are actually going to outsource it for mixing because although the engineers here do a great job mixing projects. When it comes to your own stuff, you will pick it until it bleeds. So we send it with the mouthful and have them mix it and say, have at it. So we're hoping for a January, February release on that, but we're actually going to send you over, Grill, we're going to send you over a couple things as they get sent back to us and give you guys a sneak peek at the new record. So.
Oh, cool. No, that would be great. And you know you're always welcome to come on the show anytime, whenever you're ready with the new stuff. And I really have enjoyed all the new music. And it's a new, kind of a new twist on gospel. And that's what I like about it. It's not over the top and can relate to a lot of people. And I have really enjoyed the music. Of course, like I said, I'm a groupie anyway of Dixie Spills / Dixie Revival, so I guess I have a biased opinion. Hey, Carrie, would you like to ask any questions in the last 16 minutes?
I don't even have any questions. I totally missed everything. I'm just soaking all this in. I'm loving the music, though.
Well, you'll get to hear the replay, and they've got some great stuff. And everybody, if you'd like to find out more about their music, their new projects, where they're going to be, et cetera, what is it, Holly? Where do they find you again?
DixieRevivalMusic.com.
And I truly do appreciate you guys coming on and sharing your project with us. And I know you said it's been a couple of years, but hey, it doesn't matter when it was run. It's the first time I've heard it. So keep us posted. Keep us posted when you got the new stuff. You're welcome to come on. And I guess, let me see. What songs do we have left here? Well, I Can't Help Myself. That's probably... That's probably the best song to probably end this. Is there a background story that you'd like to share about I Can't Help Myself?
I just liked it. It was soulful and bluesy, and I can sing that stuff pretty good. So So I picked it more, you know, more for the style of the song because it was just different. It's something different to throw on there. So yeah.
No, it's good stuff. And guys, you're always welcome. We appreciate you coming on and keep me posted on all the new things and keep in touch with Grillion Ideas Radio. We have our little spot in Memphis, but who knows? We might be syndicated one day too, so we can play your music all over the world. How about that?
That sounds like a plan.
Sounds awesome. Man, thank you so much for having us on. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I wish you guys the best of luck with your radio adventure. And if we can ever do anything to help you, we're just a phone call away, man. So thank you so much for all the support, and we're rooting for you, buddy.
I appreciate it. All right, you guys take care. This is Dixie Revival. I Can't Help Myself. Carrie and I will be back in just a few minutes. Like to thank Dixie Revival for being on the show. What a great podcast. I'm sorry you missed it, Carrie.
And they have some great sound. I am going to have to get myself some of that. I love it. You're right. You said I was going to really like that.
Yeah, they've got some really great music, and we got into topics we probably should not have, but it was a fantastic time. We didn't even talk about food basically tonight, because I felt like that they needed to get their music out there, and I appreciate them taking time. Check out their website and go buy their music, and hopefully you liked it. I'm looking forward to having them on January, February, when they come out with their new album. So, Carrie, not to get in deep into the weeds, but you got everything figured out, then you good?
I am, yes. Yes, I made sure I had some new things so that I could be a little clearer and hear you better, and look what happened. It just completely knocked me out of the park because I didn't know what to do.
So let's end the show with a little bit of food. So you got anything going on in basilandsalt.com?
I do. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you saw the new cover today.
No.
Well, if you get a chance, you should pop on over and look at it, or at least get into the Facebook page. Yes, there's a brand new, I've decided to, instead of the monthly issues, take it quarterly with a few fantastic seasonal issues kind of sprinkled in throughout the year, smaller pieces, to complement the larger quarterly issues. So the first one is going to be our fall, and then I'm moving into, I already have a great little Halloween publication put together. It's going to be scare-tastic, pardon the pun. it's going
to
be fun.
Good, because you know what? I have to say I was a little worried. I'm glad I'm glad you're back. You have a great website, and you got a lot of neat things going on. Everybody needs to check out basilandsalt.com. And I'll also mention that if you want to listen to the replay of this show or any shows, you can go to grillianideasradio.com. There's several tabs there. One tab will take you to replays. Another tab will take you to the blog. And the blog has all the food news, which this week I didn't really do any food news, but we'll have it on the blog of the food news that I was going to talk about. But we had so much good time with the band, I figured we'd just go ahead and continue with that. Also, let's see, Facebook pages. You got me at Frank Price and Gray and Ideas. You got Carrie at Carrie Ingalls. And you actually have a website, a Facebook page called Basil and Salt, right?
I do, yes.
You can find Carrie there with all her stuff. Is it still, Spirits Week? What is it now?
Cocktail week is over. It's over.
What is it?
No more.
So what
no
is
more,
it now?
No more cocktails.
No more cocktails? So what is it now?
No more cocktails. right now we're just getting ready for fall. We're just having all of the fall. You know, like every fall fashion week, we just, you know, kind of highlighted the Armani Beauty International Film Festival and everything they had going on there. So it's just that beautiful kind of transition time. So that's kind of what we're highlighting, those deeper comfort foods and
so
kind of
I have to add,
decor design. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have pumpkin spice on upcoming posts?
Not really. I mean, first of all, I don't ever utilize anything that's a jar or a flavor of pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice is, you know, to create the pumpkin spice flavor, we use cinnamon and some cloves and occasionally some ginger. So that's what you'll find in Basil and Salt. You won't really find a packaged anything. We pretty much try and do everything from scratch.
Well, I'll tell you, what is it? It's the first week of September. I'm already sick of hearing about pumpkin spice. That's supposed to be like October, November, and people are like pushing that stuff already.
Yeah, September 1st is like, it's a turnover. It's like, it's almost, well, you remember what it was like going to school, right? It was, everything was fresh and new. It was the new year. And I think that as we became adults, we carried that with us. When the school year starts, everything's brand new. It's a new year. It's fall. Summer's over.
Yeah, I guess. I'm still fishing. I'm going to fish right on up to like October, November. It's too soon to hang up the fishing rods. So, but yeah, I guess you're right. It's
never let anybody tell you to hang up the fishing rods. With your fishing rods.
I wonder. Now, I just had a thought. I wonder if I put some pumpkin spice on my hook, I'll catch more fish this time of year. I need to check that out. okay, folks. Enough of my silliness. And Carrie, I'm glad you made it back safe and sound. And thank you again to Dixie Revival and for being on the show. And next week, we'll probably do some food news. I've got a whole list here that I was going to use, but it was just too much fun to talk about music. So join us next week. And let me think. Anything else I need to tell them? I think I've covered everything, right?
Yeah, I think so. Everybody had a break from food news this week.
Well, everybody come back and see us next Saturday. We're always here, usually talking about food. And I'm going to close out the show with one of the oldies from Dixie Still. This is before they became gospel. It was called Rumor. Everybody come back and join us again next week, and we will see you then.
They're talking.